Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the man who died in a workplace incident in Bonkrana yesterday has been named locally. Donegal woman Nikki Bradley says she's honoured to have been appointed to the Shannon by the Taoiseach. Meanwhile, a Letterkenny councillor has confirmed his intention to contest the upcoming general election. And effective concrete block homeowners have been left enraged after an article by The Ditch revealed that the Attorney General said homeowners would abuse the redress scheme. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news this evening, the man who died in a workplace incident in Bonkrana yesterday has been named locally as Anthony Devlin. Mr Devlin from Slavery Bonkrana and aged in his 30s was pronounced dead at the scene yesterday evening. An investigation into his death by the Health and Safety Authority is ongoing. The father of two will be laid to rest on Saturday following Requiem Mass at St Mary's Church at Cockhill. The Taoiseach says Tori Chai will soon be home after having a travel ban from Dubai lifted. She had faced criminal charges of attempted suicide and alcohol consumption. The Dáil heard yesterday the 28-year-old had been a victim of gender-based violence and prevented from leaving the country. Tori's aunt Anne Flynn says she is relieved and thanked all those who worked to get the travel ban lifted.
It's brilliant news, and thank all the TDs and ministers and the Taoiseach. Mary Lou and Claire, they're all amazing. We can't say enough about them.
Donegal woman Nikki Bradley says she's honoured to have been appointed to the Shannon by the Taoiseach. The disability rights activist takes up the seat vacated by Regina Doherty, who was recently elected to the European Parliament. The motivational speaker had a leg amputated in 2022 and says she will use her position to raise more awareness around disability issues. She's also tipped to replace Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh, who is not contesting the next general election. In a social media post alongside Taoiseach Simon Harris, Ms Bradley says she will continue her work to advocate on behalf of people with a disability.
I'm really honoured today to be appointing Nikki Bradley to Shannon Éireann as a Taoiseach's nominee. I've been in awe of her work as a disability advocate and an advocate for empowerment for a long number of years. I know she's going to make a real difference in terms of speaking up and speaking out in Shannon Éireann, campaigning on a number of issues. I promised I wanted to prioritise disability issues. It's really important that we reflect that in the appointments we make in politics.
Thank you so much. I am absolutely honoured to have been appointed today. There are so many things that I have been doing over the years to advocate on behalf of people with disabilities and their family, and I feel like today is the day that I can really put my money where my mouth is and hopefully make some serious change for people like me that have lived with disability for a number of years.
Meanwhile, former Taoiseach Simon Coveney says now is the right time for him to leave politics. The Cork South Central TD, who has been in politics for the past 26 years, says he is seeking a new direction in his life. He believes the Fine Gael party is in a state of renewal, having performed well in the recent local and European elections. Simon Coveney says he has held nearly every position in government except Taoiseach.
I've managed to do it as a county councillor, as a TD, as a minister, as an MEP, as Taoiseach. You know, it's an extraordinary privilege for somebody to get. I think given what's happening in politics today and in my own political party, a process of renewal, a new leader, a new Taoiseach, I think the right thing for me to do is to make way for some of that.
Well, a Letterkenny councillor has confirmed his intention to contest the upcoming general election. Fianna Fáil councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, who topped the poll in last month's local election in Letterkenny, has put his name forward for selection. Nominations close on Monday, after which the party will hold a selection convention. Councillor Kelly says he feels there is a gap for a voice in the Dáil to represent Letterkenny and surrounding areas.
To be honest, even before the local election, I had people approaching me, asking if I would consider going forward for the general election, and more so after the result I got in the local elections. My phone has been fairly busy, especially now between last week and over the weekend, with people asking me to put my name forward for nominations. And I suppose my mandate has always been that I represent the people to the best of my ability, and the people come out and they spoke very strongly on my behalf in the local election. And I think I owe it to the people now to let me name go forward for the nominations now for the upcoming general election, whenever that may be. But listen, the nomination process is there. My name has gone forward now to see whether or not I am nominated. And listen, as I said, it closes on Monday. And I'll know then, shortly after that, if my name has been successful and I have been nominated to go forward. And I suppose if that's the case, I'll sit down then and really, really consider where we go from there.
And do you feel that it's time now for a stronger voice in the Dáil?
Well, listen, I'm not going to get into the Dáil end of it, Michaela, to be honest, because we have to go through the nomination process first. But listen, what I can say is on behalf of the people that has been contacting me is the people feel very strongly that Letterkenny and all surrounding areas, that it is crying out for a TD in the area. And listen, whether that's going to be me or whether I get that chance, we'll know that in due course and take it from there.
Defective concrete block homeowners have been left enraged after an article by The Ditch revealed that the Attorney General said homeowners would abuse the redress scheme. It's also reported that Housing Minister Dara Bryan was urged by Paul Gallagher to keep costs down in the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. Mr Gallagher also advised against using terms such as compensate and redress. Research Director for Geography and Environmental Sciences at Ulster University and affected homeowner Professor Paul Dunlop described what was contained in the article as disgusting.
It's clear there's a lot of gaslighting going on here. You know, I was quite shocked to read that. You know, I mean, furthermore, this is his quote, "Furthermore, as night follows day, if a significant number of homeowners are being recompensed on a demolition basis, it is inconceivable this will not encourage most all our homeowners to submit claims on that basis." Now, we're involved in trying to understand the science of what's causing the destruction in people's homes. It's a very fundamental level, it's like getting a diagnosis for an illness. We've been working really, really hard at doing that for the last couple of years with the best concrete and geological scientists worldwide. So we have a very good understanding of the causes of the problem. We know it's a process called internal sulfate attack. It's linked to iron sulfide minerals, and it's pyrrhotite in Donegal. It's framboidal pyrite elsewhere, but it causes the same issue. Now, that's the basis that you fix homes on. You fix it on knowing what the cause is, and you come up with a remediation option based on that, not on on an opinion that you think everyone's going to be scrambling to try and get more money off the state. It's absolutely insulting. It's disgusting, and I'm shocked reading that. If that is the attitude of our government about how these families are trying to get on with their lives, I mean, it's absolutely horrific to read that.
Aer Lingus have announced further flight cancellations as they await a response from pilots over their pay dispute. 25 flights will be cancelled on Monday and Tuesday of next week, with impacted customers to be contacted later today. IALPA executives are expected to meet this evening after seeking clarification from the Labour Court over their 17.75% rise recommendation. Aer Lingus have already accepted the recommendation. Children as young as six are thought to have been involved in disorder in Derry last night. Police were attacked in Craigan after dealing with a sudden death. A suspicious device was also found, sparking a security alert. Foyle DUP MLA Gary Middleton says it's unacceptable.
What we've seen over the course of the last 24 hours is an escalation. We've seen petrol bombs thrown, masonry at the PSNI. Ultimately, we've seen in the past that this actually can end in death. So we're calling people to refrain from this. We are in the summer months, and we know in past years that this has been a theme that has continued, but we have to continue to call it out.
Well, the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council has pledged her support for the people of Craigan following the disorder. Councillor Lillian Sinoy Barr says the incident was having a hugely negative impact on the local community. She says it's important the local community responds positively and continues to work with the PSNI and community leaders to ensure the people living in the Craigan area are supported and protected. Meanwhile, the 36-year-old man arrested by police dealing with last night's disorder has been charged and is due before Derry Magistrates Court tomorrow. He's been charged with the offences of riot, criminal damage and disorderly behaviour. A Donegal deputy says student wellbeing starts with housing. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the term is being used as a buzzword by third level education institutions while students struggle in the current housing and cost of living crisis. He's expressed the need for more state funded accommodation to lessen the burden on students, calling out Taoiseach Simon Harris for not fulfilling promises made during a visit to Donegal earlier this year.
At the beginning of this year, the Taoiseach was in Donegal visiting ATU campuses in Killybegs and Letterkenny. When he spoke about his plans to increase the availability of student accommodation that would put an end to the state's over-reliance on the private market to deliver student housing. There is a severe lack of state-funded, purpose-built and affordable student accommodation on college campuses in this country, and I welcome this announcement. However, when reading further into this new student accommodation policy, I was disappointed to realise that this plan will not bring about the significant and large-scale change needed to student accommodation, but instead details plans for a mere 500 student accommodation beds in Dublin and Maynooth initially. Going to college, living independently for the first time, and progressing in your life and studies should be an exciting time for young adults. Yet young people today are instead faced with the incredible stress and anxiety of trying to exist within this cost of living and housing crisis. Students in courses with a placement requirement, such as physio, teaching and nursing, are particularly affected by this, as they are forced to secure accommodation in their college city as well as in their placement, where their placement is. Often multiple placements are required and sometimes just months apart. I can't imagine the stress that these students have had to endure trying to secure accommodation on top of their completing their placement. It seems that many colleges care about how many students they can get in the door, but not about how they can look after these students once they are actually there. Student wellbeing seems to be merely a buzzword for colleges and not something they truly care or strive to improve. Wellbeing starts with having a very basic needs met, with having a roof over your head and feeling of security in your home.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with some international football news. Herman Hulgrimsson is the new Republic of Ireland men's manager. Alongside Lars Lagerbäck, they led his native Iceland to Euro 2016, where they famously knocked England out of the competition. Hulgrimsson guided Iceland to their first ever World Cup finals in Russia in 2018. For the past 2 years, he has been in charge of Jamaica. In recent weeks, they bowed out of the Copa America, and now he finds himself as the new Republic of Ireland seniors men's manager after a long period to fill the void left, of course, by Stephen Kenny. Now, England are potentially 90 minutes away from a second consecutive European Championship final. The Netherlands stand between them and a date with Spain on Sunday night. England have been taken to extra time and beyond in each of their last two games. And Dutch boss Ronald Koeman believes that could be a factor tonight.
Physically, the team is really strong, and we did not have extra time. England had, in the last two ones, extra time. Maybe that can be a difference on the final in the match. But we are sharp. We are concentrated. We're looking forward to play a good match against them.
Kickoff in Dortmund is at 8 o'clock this evening. Well, Derry City return to European action tomorrow evening, Thursday, as the Candy Stripes headed off for Gibraltar today to face Bruno Magpies in the first leg of their Europa Conference League qualification. The game kicks off at 5 o'clock Irish time tomorrow evening. Derry manager Rory Higgins says Europe is an exciting time for the club.
It's a time of the year where I think it captures an imagination of especially people from this city. I think there's been some amazing European nights over the years, and hopefully we can have a couple more. We've done our homework as best we can. You have to prepare slightly differently because we obviously, they're not in our league. We have to do a wee bit more homework, find out a wee bit more about them, and conditions and stuff like that, etc., are slightly different. So you do have to prepare a bit differently, but It's a game we're looking forward to. It's a time of the year that's really exciting, and it whets the appetite. I'm very proud to be back in Europe again.
As Derry City manager Rory Higgins looking forward to the European action which lies ahead for them tomorrow. In tennis, Taylor Fritz leads Lorenzo Musetti by a set to love in their Wimbledon quarterfinal. The winner will face Novak Djokovic in the semis after the seven-time champion's quarterfinal opponent, Alexander de Munier, withdrew through injury. Elena Rybakina will play Barbara Krejcikova in the women's semi-finals. Rybakina defeated Elena Shitalina 6-3, 6-2, while Krejcikova is also through on straight sets, victorious over Yelena Ostapenko. Ireland have no new injury concerns ahead of Saturday's second test with the Springboks. Andrew Porter, Jimmy Osborne, Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw and James Lowe all collected injuries in the first test defeat, but they all trained today. Dan Sheehan and Craig Casey were replaced in the squad this week by Dave Heffernan and Nathan Doak. There's action tonight here in Donegal in the All-County League. Nivora Lower Rosses are taking on Red Hughes. That game in Division 2 is due to throw in at 8 o'clock this evening. And just staying with Gaelic Games Matters, we will of course be looking forward to the All-Ireland semi-final between Donegal and Galway tomorrow night, Thursday, on the Score programme just after the 7 o'clock news. The show will be coming live from the home club of Jim McGuinness. We'll be in the clubhouse at Neve Connell GA Club, where we'll be speaking to former Donegal All-Ireland winners from 1992 and 2012 on a Score programme special in the build-up to the All-Ireland semi-final this weekend between Donegal and Galway. That programme tomorrow night after the 7 o'clock news. And of course we will have full live match coverage here on Highland from Croke Park on Sunday with a start time of 3:30 for Highland's coverage. The match of course gets up and running at 4. Finally in cycling, Jonas Vingegaard pipped Tadej Pogacar to claim today's 11th stage of the Tour de France. The one completes a remarkable recovery for the Dane, who suffered a punctured lung, fractured ribs and a collarbone at a race in April. Pogacar has extended his lead in the yellow jersey to 1:06. Ireland's Ben Healy was 17th today and moves up three more places to 16th on general classification. And that's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a man arrested yesterday in Derry has been charged with drug-related offences. The 25-year-old faces charges of possession of a Class A and Class B controlled drug, intent to supply and obstructing a search for drugs. He's due before Derry Magistrates Court tomorrow. A Buncrana councillor has hit out at the refusal of planning permission for an extension to the Buncrana nursing unit. Plans included an additional 6 beds. While planning permission was in place in 2019, the pandemic resulted in delays and ultimately the planning permission expiring due to no work being carried out on the site. Councillor Fwynon Bradley says it's something he simply cannot understand.
When the application lapsed then in May, a new application was lodged, but this has been refused because the work wasn't carried out in the appropriate time frame according to the last planning application. But it's a situation that just shouldn't have arose. Bureaucracy gone mad.
And there was exceptionally special circumstances there. The pandemic threw a lot of things off, and you would be thinking that it is a good consideration nearly in every line of work. Why should this be any different given the importance of it to the community?
Absolutely. And I mean, the pandemic affected facilities like this one maybe more than any other sector of the entire community. Obviously, it was such a stressful time for all the patients and their families and the staff working in the unit. And I mean, to begin any sort of building works would have been the very last thing that any of those people would have been thinking about. It would have been very unsafe and unwelcome for the work to have been completed in that time frame. But the simple fact of the matter is that the nursing unit as it is now just is not able to cater for the needs of the community. It simply isn't big enough. The work that the staff do there is second to none, and the care that's provided is top class. But we just need more facilities. We need the extension. We need those extra 6 beds, and we need them sooner rather than later.
Rising temperatures of over 22 degrees resulted in more hospital admissions in Ireland. That's according to a climate study by the ASRI, which found hospitalisations increased by over 8% during hot temperatures. The study also found children under 14 to be vulnerable, with a jump in admissions for circulatory, respiratory and infectious diseases during hot conditions. Climatologist and professor at Maynooth University, John Sweeney, says heat health advisories could be needed in the future.
When we have a heat condition developing and maybe a heat dome, as they're now beginning to call these heat wave conditions, that we have more regular warnings from Metairn and specific warnings about maybe the categories of people that might be advised to take special precautions.
Weather now, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle today and moderate northerly winds. Highest temperatures of just 14 to 16 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The man who died in a workplace incident in Buncrana has been named locally as Anthony Devlin. Mr. Devlin from Slavery, Buncrana and aged in his 30s was pronounced dead at the scene yesterday evening. Donegal woman Nicky Bradley says she's honoured to have been appointed to the Shannon by the Taoiseach. The disability rights activist takes up the seat vacated by Regina Doherty, who was recently elected to the European Parliament. A Letterkenny councillor, meanwhile, has confirmed his intention to contest the upcoming general election. Fianna Fáil councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, who topped the poll in last month's local election in Letterkenny, has put his name forward for selection. And children as young as six are thought to have been involved in disorder in Derry last night. Police were attacked in Craigan after dealing with a sudden death. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, July the 10th. The death has taken place of Alwyn Quinn, West End Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Friday afternoon at 1:45 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Church Convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Crumlin Children's Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The sudden death has occurred of Anthony Devlin, Dunnaree, Slavery, Buncrana. Anthony's remains are reposing at his parents Philip and Una's home, Sarita Ballymagan, Buncrana. Anthony's remains will be reposing from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from the family home at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred in London of John McMenamin, formerly of Eggleton Bean, Castle Finn. Reposing at Lynch's funeral home, 50 Castle Finn Road, Castlederg, this evening from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Removal from the funeral home tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan, with service at 4 o'clock. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Durning, New Mill, Remelton. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal at 7 o'clock to St Mary's Church, Remelton, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to ISPCA, Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Marie Higgins, Viewford, Ballyehan, Greencastle and formerly of Dungannon, County Tyrone, reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by interment at St Malachy's Cemetery, Edendork, County Tyrone, arriving at approximately 3:30. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mobileparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice or Foyle Hospice, care of any family member. Family time from 9 o'clock tonight. And the death has occurred of Hughie Travert, Big Hughie, Millbrook, Donegal Town, reposing at his home until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock. House private on Friday morning, please. Requiem Mass at St Agatha's Church, Clare, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.